go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 642. Today, Kane asks,
do you have any tips on performing major and thorough line edits on awkward grammar and punctuation issues in a fast and simple way?
Well, fortunately, we have my grammar and line editor with us. Before she jumps in, I'd say the fast and simple way is that you give it to someone who is really good with this stuff. Because if you're getting this feedback from editors, then what's probably happening is you know what you meant, and so you're a bit blind to what's going on in your own manuscript. So, long-term solution is to learn to proofread and then apply those skills to your manuscript after you've written it. But that does take a while. It's worth doing. It's a very good skill to have in your back pocket. But in the meantime, I would find someone who is good with grammar and punctuation, especially someone whose ear you trust, someone who knows what a good sentence sounds like so that they can spot the awkwardness. But anyway, let me hand you over to the person who catches all of my bad stuff. Kitty!
What I would recommend that works for us is read your work aloud. This is something that Harlan Ellison did, and it's something that we've started doing almost from the beginning just because we do audiobooks on a fairly high number of our books. It's something that we started doing mostly because we do audiobooks, and we have put it into our process even when we're not able to release the audiobook right away or we're not planning to release an audiobook. We will read passages aloud. And I have frogs in my throat. Very bit. That is a really quick and dirty way to catch things that don't sound right, and that's particularly good for the awkward.
It's actually also good for punctuation, because as you read, you will notice where you're not picking up how it should be read, and that's frequently because either the grammatical structure is weird or the punctuation is wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you had other advice for the punctuation as well.
You know what? No. Just read it aloud. Yeah, just read it aloud. That's the big one.
Alrighty. Well, there you go. Quick and dirty, but hopefully very helpful. And yeah, it really will. It'll show you things about your work that you never noticed, and that will make you cringe, and then it'll make you better. And the reason it works neurologically is that the part of the brain that processes language is the same part of the brain that processes speech. When you read something silently to yourself, your auditory system is involved. It's speaking to you in a quiet voice in your head. And so when you're reading silently to yourself, you can skip around a lot, but when you're reading out loud, that voice can't fudge. It can't interpolate. You actually have to hear every word as written, and that shows you a lot of things that are otherwise invisible to you. Thanks very much for the question, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.